Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
For a lot of people, you know, why are you waiting?
You know what you want to do.
This is something you want to do. Get off your butt and do it.
I'm a hustler, side hustler.
Do it.
I'm a hustler, side hustler.
Do it.
I'm a hustler, side hustler. I'm a hustler, side hustler. I'm a hustler, side hustler. Come on, ask about me.
Yo, yo, it's the Side Hustlers Podcast with Carla Marie.
Welcome to the Side Hustlers Podcast. My name is Carla Marie. Doing this early, so my voice may be a little raspy. I should be used to the mornings by now, but not so much anymore. So today, I'm so excited. I've got Alex Miller here, and I just met Alex, what, 6 minutes ago?
Yeah.
At this point, but we had been talking back and forth on Instagram. Alex is the owner of Valley and Rose Flower Truck.
Yay.
And it's legit the cutest thing ever. It's a V-dub bus, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like a pickup.
It's a side panel pickup truck.
Okay.
So it's actually the original model. A lot of people ask if it's like a converted bus.
No.
But it's an original.
So we're going to get into how you found that and why flowers. Like, you're an actual flower truck.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
And a lot of people may know the one in Nashville.
Yes.
Oh, Amelia's.
Amelia's really. Flower.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that when I was traveling there last fall, and I had no idea how much of a staple it was there until I posted a picture.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh my God, it's Amelia's. I'm like, what? How do you?
Yeah, she's got a huge following now.
So we're going to get you there. Yeah. That's our goal. We're getting you bigger than Amelia. That's okay. What's going to happen.
Sounds good.
Let's talk about, I'm assuming this isn't your everyday job.
No.
Obviously, that's why you're here.
No, it's not.
So what do you normally, 9 to 5, I'm assuming we got to get you out of here soon to get to work. What do you normally do?
So I work in advertising. I work at Publicis just down the road from here, actually. So T-Mobile is our big client that we work on, and I'm a project manager for them.
Which is crazy because I did not know that until after we started talking. And we work here at iHeartRadio, work with your company and obviously T-Mobile. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's so crazy the small world we live in. So how did you get into that world?
So I took advertising in school. Like, I took creative advertising as my undergrad. And I worked in Toronto, actually, because I'm from Canada. So that's where I started out.
You're the first Canadian on this podcast, I believe.
Just in time for Canada Day.
Yay.
And so I worked there for 3 or 4 years. And then I ended up moving over to Seattle. And I had about a year where I couldn't work from the time that I moved here because I was waiting on my work papers to
come
in.
Oh, wow.
So during that time, I thought so many times, like, this is my opportunity to do something different,
right,
and, like, do something that I really want to do. And after not working for a year, I was just so ready to get back into doing something because I was so bored. And it sounds like it would be nice to take a year off, really. And it was for the first couple months. But then, you know, winter came and it was rainy
here,
Seattle weather.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just jumped at the chance to get back into a big agency and start making money again.
So I'm assuming advertising, that's not your passion, working in advertising.
It's not necessarily my passion. I enjoy my job and I love the people I work with. But I always felt like it's kind of just like a means to do something that I really want to do eventually.
That's what a lot of people say. I mean, that's how they're able to do their side hustle. It may not be the big money maker, but they love doing it.
Yeah.
So they do a regular Monday through Friday job so that they can continue doing
afford
their side hustle.
Yeah.
So Valley and Rose Flower Truck, you only do that on the weekends, mm-hmm, because obviously you can't, if you're working, you can't drive a flower truck on your lunch break. I guess you could, but how does that work?
Yeah. So for now it's only weekends. I kind of feel like that's the busier times anyways because more people are out and about on the weekends. But yeah, for now it's just Saturdays and Sundays. I did have an event last Thursday. It was like a corporate event and I had to take a vacation day from work to do that.
Wow.
So I'm kind of juggling it right now. I'm hopeful that it will become my full-time thing soon. If not this summer, maybe next summer. But yes, it's just weekends for now.
I saw that you do events, which this is so freaking cool.
Yeah.
And I love this idea that you can go to weddings and I guess as a favor for people instead of something stupid that you get a lot of times, they can pick a little bouquet on their way home.
Totally. And it's like something to do too. Like during the cocktail hour, it's kind of like a little activity and people love to make their own bouquets and every single one is different. And it's so fun to see people like getting in there and being creative. And
it's really, really cute. I'm telling you, it's like the most Instagrammable thing we have in Seattle. And we were talking, and I think that's how I found you. Was just it popped up on my Explore page on Instagram, or someone sent it to me and was like, "This is in Seattle," and I was like, "Oh my god, how have I not seen this?"
Yeah,
and I know how because you literally just launched.
Yeah.
So what was your official launch date?
May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
That's crazy. That's not even 2 months at this point when we're recording this podcast.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I only ever saw Amelia's Flower Truck back in February. And as soon as I saw that, I knew like this was what I needed to do.
Okay. So from February to May, you decided.
It was crazy.
This is what I want to do. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yep.
And you're doing it.
Yes. That's accurate. Yeah.
Okay. So why a flower truck? Is it because you saw Amelia's? Is flowers something you've loved?
I mean, I love flowers, but I wouldn't say that like flowers are my passion or anything.
Okay.
You know, I never considered becoming a florist or anything like that. I just always wanted to do something for myself and kind of be my own boss and, you know, have my own little project that I could do. And I've had a lot of different ideas throughout the years. And this one just seemed like it was the most attainable at this point in my life.
Just to get
it. Like, and it's like a foot in the door. And, you know, I don't have to rent out a space or anything. It's
That's really cool.
Like, you know, it's something I could do on weekends and I could keep my day job while I was doing it, while I was getting it started. So
how did you find the bus? It's called a bus, right? Or is it a wagon?
It's
or
more of a truck. It's like a pickup truck.
Okay. So how did you find this pickup truck? Because obviously
it was really hard.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're super rare. And it seemed like everyone that I found, I would call about it right away and they say, "Oh, it just sold."
Wow.
I'm like, who's buying these trucks? Like, there's flower trucks popping up in cities all over the country now. Like, if you look, there's a few of them now. So I knew I had to be the first to do it in Seattle. And if I didn't do it right away, someone else would do it
me. It's so true because there isn't anything like it in Seattle. I'm actually really surprised.
Yeah.
Because
it's such a flower city.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you go to Pike Place Market and people are leaving there with bouquets of flowers.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful. And you're right. It is such a flower city.
Yeah.
So how did you end up finding? She has a name, your truck?
Jade.
Jade.
Yes.
That's right. How did you find Jade?
I forget. I called so many different places. And I almost bought one that was out of South Carolina. And it was white. And it was covered in rust.
Oof.
And it was really expensive. And I was like, you know, it's so hard to find them. This one seems good-ish. It might be the best I can do, and I'll just have to paint it. So I came this close to buying it, and then right before we like closed the deal on that one, I came across Jade somewhere online. I think it was this website called The Samba, which is like a Volkswagen
The Samba
community.
Cool.
Yeah. And so I had my fiance call because he's in sales and he's good at doing deals.
Yeah.
So he called and basically closed the deal on the phone. The guy said he would pull the ad down and it was ours, and we just had to get the paperwork done.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where was Jade?
Los Osos, California.
Now, how did you get Jade up here? Because I saw a little post in your Instagram, and I feel like this is a little crazy.
Yeah, there's a story there. So I had been working to try to get the truck up and running by May because of Mother's Day.
So smart.
That was like my hard deadline. I'm like, I know I have to make it happen by May.
Which is crazy.
What's the point?
Because like, there's so many people that I've talked to in this podcast who have had this idea and sat on it for years.
Yeah.
And you did it for what, 2 months?
Yeah.
Month?
Yeah.
Yeah, two.
So I was working towards May, and I think it was like mid-March by the time I had found the vehicle and purchased it. And I wanted to also do like a soft launch the weekend before so I could make sure I knew what I was doing and just kind of work any kinks out that there might be. And so I booked a shipping company, and they said that it was going to take 10 days to load the truck. And then it would take probably, I mean, a couple days to drive it up here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I was thinking, you know, within 2 weeks, I'll for sure have it. And at that time, I'd already been working, and I put together like a little pitch deck of like, that I was sending out to different companies and different businesses, asking basically if they wanted to host the truck when we got it up and running.
And that's where the advertising comes in. Yeah. That's amazing.
It just like, you know, it said who we were, what we did, and why we wanted to partner with them. And so I'd sent that out to University Village, and they got back to us.
Sorry to interrupt you. University Village, for people who don't live here in Washington, it's this really, really cute outdoor shopping area. It's basically like a mall without a roof, and it's really, really cute. It's my favorite place to shop. We don't have things like that in New Jersey. There's a lot of stuff like that in Florida. If you're listening in Florida, there's a lot of it like that here. So you teamed up with them. You sent them a contract.
Yes. Well, no. So I sent them my pitch deck.
Okay, your pitch deck.
And then I followed up a couple times. Okay. Kind of just bugged them. And then they finally got back to me, and they said that they loved the idea and that, you know, they would love to have us as their Mother's Day pop-up.
Awesome.
And so that was really exciting. But then it made it really real that like Mother's Day is what we need to hit.
Yeah. And you didn't have a truck.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was on the phone with the girl, and she's like, so how's the business coming along? I know you're just getting started. And I'm like, well, we don't have a truck yet. So, but I was like trying to be confident and be like, but you know, it's going to be up here in 2 weeks. And then we've got the welding company booked and the logo.
Cool.
And, you know, like I was trying to make it seem like, you know.
Right.
Everything's on track and it's fine. Anyways, 10 days goes by. I follow up with the shipping company. It hasn't been loaded yet. Ugh. And the way it works is it's kind of like a bid. So you put in your amount of money that you're willing to spend. And then if any truck drivers happen to be going by, they will pick it up for that amount. But because it was kind of off the beaten path and it wasn't really on a main route, it wasn't being picked up by anybody.
What?
So the guy gave me the option to give more money to hopefully get someone to pick it up, or we could just cancel it.
Ugh.
And so at that time, my fiance was down in LA. He travels a lot for work, and he was in Los Angeles. And I just had an idea, like, what if he just drives it up here instead of flying home? Like, he has to get home somehow, right?
Right.
He won't mind.
No. Why not? Just drive it the, what is it, at that point? How many hours?
It's like 20 or so. Well, he was in LA, and then the truck was in, like, Northern California.
Okay.
So I was texting him my plan, and he like couldn't even answer his phone. He's just like, sure, I'll do whatever you need me to do. Just let me know.
Like, oh my God, I love him.
I know. I'm like, do you mind just taking the rest of the week off and driving the truck up?
Yeah.
Anyways, so I text him, and I kind of have a plan. Like, he'll fly into San Jose, and then he'll rent a car, and then he'll go pick up the truck, and then he'll drive the truck up here. It's that simple. But then I figured he probably shouldn't drive the whole way by himself.
Right.
And my dad had offered to go get the truck if needed, like before I even booked the shipping company.
Where's your dad
live? He's in outside of Ottawa, Canada.
Oh, geez.
So not really nearby.
No, not at all.
And so I figured, well, maybe my dad could fly in and drive up with him. So
that's cool.
At least he's not alone and they can split the drive.
Yeah.
So I call my dad on a Tuesday, and then by Thursday, he's flying into San Francisco.
Wow.
And they're going to drive it up together. Right before we drove it up, or before they went to pick it up, I texted the guy who we were buying it from, and I was like, you know, my fiance and my dad are going to come pick it up tomorrow. Just want to make sure you're home and everything's good. And he's like, I just want to make sure that you're trailering it up there, right? Like, you're not planning on driving it. And I was like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, I know it goes slow. They'll just take their time, you know, drive up Highway 1. It'll be fun. And he's like, no, it's a vintage vehicle. You really don't want to drive it that far. Like, it's not meant for long distances.
Yeah. How do you
think
about
that? He's like, it runs great, and it's awesome, but it's a 1959. Like, it's, you know, it's very old.
Oh, my God.
And I feel like an idiot. He probably thinks I am.
Well, that's true. I didn't even think about it. No. But, I mean,
I picture like Highway 1, all these old Volkswagens just touring. Like, that's, they're all on that road.
That's where they live.
Yeah. So last minute, I call a U-Haul company. We have to rent a truck and a U-Haul, and it's like all this big production to get it up here. But we got it up here.
Okay.
And so we got Jade it within 2 days. It was up here, and everything is good.
And Dad and fiance had a great bonding trip.
It's true. Yeah. They listen to the Masters on the radio.
That's amazing.
I can't think of anything worse. But
yeah. That's so crazy. So before you even really officially launched the company, you went through a hell of a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, so getting it going was the hardest part. Like, now that it's up and running, it's easier to manage, I would say.
But at the time, you weren't doing all of this alone.
No.
You did have a partner.
No. So, yeah, when I first started this business, I had a partner, which was, it was great to have her there, like, for moral support and to help get things going. And it kind of made it a little bit less scary to dive into something like this.
Now, who was she?
She was just a good friend of mine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw Amelia's truck and I knew I needed to make it happen. So I kind of put together a business plan and I like sent it over to her and was like, hey, do you want in on this? Like, should we do this together? It looks like a fun thing that we could do together.
Yeah.
And it was, and it was a lot of work and it was pretty stressful. And ultimately she decided that she didn't want to do it anymore, which sucks, but it's good that, you know, I had her there.
You had someone to start in the beginning, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So the name Valley and Rose, how did you come up with that?
So that is, Valley is an ode to my hometown. It's like a little town outside of the Ottawa area, so it's the Ottawa Valley. And I just figured like all my family and friends from home would like it if they saw it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an adorable little town, and it's a big part of like who I am and how I grew up.
Of course.
So I'd like to include that in it. And then Rose is actually Meryl's middle name, so my partner's middle name.
Cute, but it's so perfect for a flower truck.
Yeah, so that just made sense. And yeah.
So since you have been doing this on your own, have there been times when you're like, wow, this would have been way easier with another person? Because I'm assuming you're doing every single thing on your own, unless your fiance's with you.
Begrudgingly, he is with me.
Doing the cash for people buying
things. But no, it's a lot now that I am on my own, and it just kind of makes me think I could make this a full-time thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I just thought about when I said about your fiance doing all the cash and stuff, how do you... Is it cash? Is it credit? How does all of that, like, how do you even start doing that?
I have a Square POS system. Okay. So I just use it from my phone right now. I would like
that's
to get, like,
a swipey thing that attaches to your phone.
Exactly, yeah. So I'd like to get an iPad at some point because it's just easier to see and read and it's more professional. But for now, it's just from my phone.
But how do you even know how to start that? Like, any of this? There's obviously legal things behind starting a company, especially a company that's mobile and you're selling things from it. And how does it even happen?
And it's like, it's a really unique company. So even when you're applying for an LLC or a business license, you know, mobile
there's
flower
no
truck
down.
Is not an option on the list. So it's like other, or it's not a food truck. And, you know, it's not like we need the permits that we would need for food trucks and things like that. But it was just a lot of research and a lot of Googling things and trying things and having them kicked back and say they're not right and trying again.
Wow. So
yeah,
it's still mind blowing to me that this was all within 2 months. Though.
Yeah.
How did you really figure out your business plan though? Like how?
I really just Googled a business plan and like the structure of it. And I put all my thoughts down into a deck because that's what you do in advertising.
It's great though that you can use that.
Yeah. And I did a timeline because I'm a project manager. So I'm like, okay, by this date, we need to have the truck purchased. By this date, we need it here. By this date, we need to have all of the logo done and website and social channels and everything like that.
Well, which is funny, though. Side note, we need to talk about this for a second. You also told me that since you were born in Canada, you met your husband on vacation in Vegas.
Yes.
But to come here to America, you Googled how to do that.
I did. Yeah. And actually, I feel like that helped me in starting this business because when I was considering moving to America and trying to figure it out, I looked at a few different options, and you can get like a company to sponsor you.
Oh, wow.
So you can get a visa to move here. But you have to have like a kind of a specialty job that there aren't enough of in America for them to bring other people in, which I didn't have because there's lots of project managers here. And so it was kind of just like Googling different ways that I could do it and trying and filling out the forms and reading different blogs of people who have done it before. I could have hired a lawyer to do it for me and it would have made it a lot more clear and you know, I would have had a lot less unknowns, but I figured I'm capable of reading and following instructions, but so you got I might here. As well try it. And it worked out. Yeah, and it took a year, but I knew it was going to take a year, so everything went fairly smooth.
So you got here, and then you come here, and then now you have a flower truck. This
I know,
is great.
I know. Like ask me ever. Like 3 years ago if this would have happened. I would have no idea.
Well, there's a lot of people who I've talked to for Side Hustlers who have said, I Googled it. Like yeah. my friends, Steve and John, who have the Roosevelts, they literally knew nothing about shipping or anything. Yeah. And like, I Googled it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think, you know, there's so many people that want to start something and they have no idea how to do it.
Yeah.
You literally have the world at your fingertips 24/7.
Yeah.
And you can do it. You did it.
And it's so nice. Like, there's so many people who have started small businesses and started little side hustle projects and stuff like that that blog about it. And
podcast.
Yeah, or podcast. And you can just listen, and it's so motivational, and you can get, you know, all the information you really need.
I love how fast your timeline went, and now you're up and running and you're doing it. But how do you find places every weekend? Because I see on your website,
yeah.
which people can actually go to your Instagram, it's Valley and Rose Flower Truck.
Yeah.
And so is your website. It's valleyandroseflowertruck.com.
Yes.
Okay, yep. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
So check it out, because it is very, very cute. Jade is awesome.
Yeah.
But how do you pick every weekend, or how far out do you pick and schedule? How does that work?
So it's been a learning process, and it's hard because we are only out on weekends. So it's like we only have 2 days that we can pick and choose where we're going to be. And we want to pick good spots that there are people around and they're in the mood to buy flowers. Because we found a couple places that we've gone to, there's a ton of people around, but no one's buying flowers because it's like a festival or it's a super touristy area where people
Where are they going to put their flowers?
Yeah, they're not going to take them back to their hotel.
Ooh,
so.
You should go to the airport so when people land, they can take flowers. That's probably not legal at all to be at the airport.
Yeah, that would probably need some special permits, but.
But how cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. This is where I'm literally taking notes, by the way, of not things to ask you, but of things for like, oh my God, you should do this. So
yeah, I love it.
We'll
take all the ideas.
This.
Yeah.
So yeah, how do you just show up to a town or outside of business? Or do you have to get a permit for that?
Yeah. So before we had the truck, it was really hard to try to pitch the idea to different places because they're like, I don't really understand. Like, you know, and I tried to like mock up some visuals in my deck of my pitch deck. But now that we have the truck, like we're getting some traction and more people are reaching out to us and saying like, oh, we'd love to host you. In Seattle, it's so hard to find businesses that have parking.
Oh, yeah.
So even if a company does have like two spots, they're hesitant to let us park in one of them because that could be one of their customers parking in one of their spots. So we found a couple really good spots. There are one place is up in Queen Anne. And I think that's a good one because it's like a residential neighborhood. So most people who are around the area are just running errands or, you know, they're going for brunch and then they're heading home after.
So Queen Anne, it's actually where our studio is as well. It's like a cute area. You really don't feel like you're in a city. You kind of just feel like you're, when you're in the main part of Queen Anne, it's like you're just on Main Street in a town.
Yeah.
You kind of forget that you're in Seattle.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's the, kind of the perfect spot.
It is.
For a flower truck.
Totally.
That is like quintessential area to put one. So it's smart that you're there. But where do you live in? You don't have to say where, but how far are you from Queen Anne?
Less than a mile.
Oh, okay. So you're close. I was going to say, what is it like on a weekend to try to get there? And it's perfect.
And we park Jade in Queen Anne. So it's like cool. 2 blocks to drive her.
So
which
how
is the hardest part.
How far out now are you scheduled?
About 2 weeks out.
Oh.
But I have a couple different businesses that have reached out and I've been trying to find a time to go there.
Cool.
But it's almost like we do so well in Queen Anne that, you know, I want to try other places and I want to get the visibility of being in different neighborhoods. But we have such a good spot where we are.
Yeah.
If I were to take this full time, it would be so much easier because I could do a regular schedule every single week.
Yeah, and people would know, like
Tuesdays,
a food truck.
I would be here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So that's what I think I would like to do eventually. But for now, it's just kind of sporadic.
How long do you think until this side hustle becomes? just in case anyone from your job is listening.
Yeah. Hopefully this summer, maybe next summer. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You did say something about driving Jade and how hard it is.
Yes.
It is. Is it a stick?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm assuming you don't know how to drive stick.
I actually drove stick shift when I was in high school.
Okay.
For like a year. But this, so I know the basics and I know like the mechanics of how it works.
But not a 1959 pickup truck.
And there's like no power braking, no power steering. And another thing about Queen Anne is it's a huge hill and there's crazy narrow streets and it's scary. But I think I'm good now. I mean, if you see me driving on the streets, give
me
space.
Get out of the way.
Yeah. But I'm a lot more comfortable now than when I first started.
When you, so you ended up launching for Mother's Day weekend. You were able to do that.
Yeah.
And the weekend before as a soft launch. Yep. But you sold out of your flowers. Was it your first weekend or Mother's Day?
Our first soft launch weekend.
Wow.
So we didn't order a whole bunch. Like, we just were kind of trying it out. Mm-hmm. And we had told all our family and friends to come out. So, I mean, most of the customers were people that we knew.
Yeah.
But it was so awesome, all the support that we got. And, like, everyone loved it. And there was so much, like, buzz on Instagram about it just from that one day, that it was super motivational and, like, all the hard work that we had done up until then was worth it.
And you can literally see it come to life.
Yeah.
And it's pretty, which is so cool. But where do you get the flowers from?
So we get them from the wholesale growers market. It's
cool.
Down in Soto. So it's a lot of local farmers in the area. I think it's like California, Oregon, Washington, maybe British Columbia bring their flowers there.
That's really cool. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. And then there's another one, Northwest Wholesale. So they kind of, they have local flowers, but they also import more.
Wow.
We try to buy most of ours local.
That's cool.
But the reality is that it's a flower truck, and so we need to have flowers that are more sturdy.
Okay.
So we'll get, like, you know, we'll have peonies and dahlias and all the beautiful local flowers, but then we also have, like, mums and
of course
a lot
you
of different fillers.
Have different things.
Yeah, and it's kind of like sturdier flowers that can withstand
now
driving.
I really hope people are looking at your Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, so you drive with the flowers?
I do, yeah. I'm having a canopy made to protect the flowers more, but some of the more delicate ones I'll bring inside in the cab of the truck, or I'll put them in my other vehicle for now. But yeah, I do drive with them in the truck.
So for people who who can't see your Instagram very slowly, Valley and Rose Flower Truck, you have these kind of, like, I guess, buckets that are on the pickup truck.
Yep.
That obviously didn't come with the truck.
No.
So how did you build all that out?
We had a welder build that for us, which was also difficult to find. I feel like trades people in Seattle are all so busy.
It's true.
And when you try to get them to do a project like this that's, like, very custom and weird, they're just like, you know, I don't really understand. I'm not going to do it.
Well,
so we had a hard time finding a welder who was able to do it.
Seattle is more of like, I need someone to code my website. Here's a million people. We've got them for you.
Exactly.
But yeah, building out a flower truck, mm-hmm. probably not the easiest thing to find or do, but you did it.
Yeah. And then it was also like, oh, and can you do it tomorrow? So we found a welder who was able to build our shelf for us and also did a frame for the canopy. And I'm still looking for, like, a seamstress or someone to sew the canopy.
Oh, wow. So if there's any seamstress listening, actually, I'm going to there's a place.
Or like an upholstery shop or something like that.
So your logo, how did that even happen?
So luckily, I work in a design agency, and I know a bunch of different designers and creative people, and it's been a huge resource for the truck in many ways. But I have a girl that I worked with, and she was one of the designers, and I know that she does, like, freelance stuff on the side,
cool.
so I approached her with the idea, and she loved it. And she sent us so many good options, it was hard to pick one. But
it's cute, though.
Yeah.
It's simple, it's cute, it's so perfect, and when I saw that you were a flower truck, I knew that you were newer, but I'm still in complete shock of how new you are and how, at least on the outside, everything looks. And obviously you shared the story about Jade on your Instagram and how you didn't get her right away. And I think that's great for people to see, and they can tap into, like, oh, this is a real human. This isn't some, like, machine, even though you're making it look like,
this is,
you know, people don't know you're struggling driving up the hill to get to where you have to go.
Yeah.
But you do everything, like, your social media, all of that is you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You need an intern.
I know I do. I was like, I need a social media intern who can just help me grow my following this summer.
Yeah. I love
taking applications.
I love everything that you've gone through. And now, without saying exactly, because I don't want you to talk about your finances on the air, but I'm assuming to launch this, you had to spend a lot of money between the truck and the welding and licenses and all of that.
Yeah, it wasn't too much of an investment. And I figure because the truck is a classic vehicle, it appreciates. So
true.
It wasn't that big of a risk, because if it all failed, which it won't. It cannot fail.
It will not.
I mean, the truck is going to be worth more than it was when I bought it. So it's always going to go up.
Smart.
Is what I've been told. And then the other investments were fairly minimal. Like, we had the shelf made and the buckets and the flowers and the website and the logo and things like that. But compared to other businesses, it was pretty low.
So, that's true.
$10,000.
Wow, really?
I'm going to say,
I mean,
not including the vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is,
and I guess it. You know, if you're 20 years old, just out of college, maybe starting a flower truck is probably not going to be something that you can do.
No,
but later in life, if you're in, well, don't steal. I don't want people to steal your idea, but
I mean, it's not my idea. Like, I wish it was my idea. And I thought about that, and I actually sent Amelia an email and was like, hey, I love your idea, and I think it would be the perfect thing for Seattle. Like, can you give me any insights, or how do you feel about me doing
it? And Amelia's
like,
the truck in Nashville.
Yeah.
Did she respond?
No. And then I started looking, and there's flower trucks all over the place. So I was like, okay, you know, there's not really any new ideas.
Yeah, they don't
there. There's
the
very
idea.
Few ideas
right.
that are completely original and new.
Well, it's not like...
So I'll put my own spin on it.
It's true.
And I'll do it in Seattle.
It's not like me in Seattle can use Amelia's flower truck
exactly.
from
we're
Seattle.
Not direct competitors.
Exactly. And yeah. you know what's crazy is I talked to Katie Bossler, the chalk boss. She's local. She's
okay.
also from here.
Yeah.
She talked about how there's other people in her world to do what she does, and they... communicate, which
yeah.
I love, and
yeah.
I hope Amelia emails you back, because
yeah.
I think it would be cool. Why not to work with someone who
give people insights and
yeah.
learn from each other?
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, there's other people who do podcasts, and I don't not want to
yeah,
talk to them.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Exactly.
That's how this all works.
It's funny. Like, since starting, I've had like three people reach out to me who are like, I love your idea. I want to start this in such and such city or such and such
wow.
country. I had a girl from the Middle East reach out.
And oh, cool.
So far I've talked to one of the girls who've reached out, and I plan to get back to the other ones, just because I would have loved to have some help when I was getting started.
Yeah.
And why not, you know, spread the knowledge.
So how do you do your schedule? Obviously now your weekends are this. How do you still have a personal life and time with your husband where it's just you guys and not selling flowers?
I really cram my weekends full.
Okay.
So Friday mornings I do my flower pickup, and then I go to work. And then sometimes on Friday afternoons I'll go and like get the truck all set up so that I don't have to do it Saturday morning. So that
okay.
involves like trimming all the stems, filling all the buckets with water, setting all my prices, doing
oh
my price
God.
Tags, things like that. So it is pretty time consuming. I call it tending to my crops.
Oh, I love that.
And then I'll sell Saturday morning, like usually 10 till 2 or so, unless I have some kind of different event that's longer. And then I'll do something Saturday night. And by Sunday night, I'm exhausted. And then I go to work for 5 days.
So. On weeknights, do you spend time, I guess, you know, planning or?
Yeah. So
that?
I'll put my flower orders in. I'll, you know, get back to any emails that I got throughout the weekend. I'll plan my schedule. Reach out to different people if I want to partner with them.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a lot of work.
You're
doing
it.
But I really do love it. So it doesn't feel like work. And I realize now that like, pretty much 90% of my time I'm spending either at my day job or working on this.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah.
Maybe even more than that. It's like I don't even look on Instagram anymore, because anytime I'm on there, it's just I'm doing flower truck stuff. like looking for bloggers or looking for people
wow.
who I could partner with or looking at competitors.
Oh, I love it though.
Yeah.
That's smart. So, but you're not allowed to use Instagram as an answer to this question though. What app do you use for Valley and Rose Flower Truck that you think that people should know about? Or is there another app that really helps you?
Mm-hmm.
That's not Instagram. You can't say Instagram.
No, I knew you were going to ask me. I'm such a noob at this, so I don't have
I
any
love
cool
it, though.
Apps.
So how, or maybe the Square?
I was going to say Square.
Yeah.
It
how
really
does that work?
Is. It's so easy to use. It's so easy to set up, and it gives me like everything I really need. Like I can update my items as I go. So every week I have different flowers on the truck. And I can just easily change out the list of items that I have, because everything is per stem. So when people build a bouquet, it all gets put in by whichever flowers they choose.
Okay.
And then occasionally, like if it's Sunday afternoon and I have a bunch of flowers left, I'll like put them on sale or I'll
cool.
change the prices and like make them more appealing to try to get rid of flowers.
I always see businesses who have either the little square thing at farmers markets or something attached
yeah.
to their phone, or like you said, iPad. Every like coffee shop here,
yeah.
that's what they use is Square. And I'm always like, how do you, like, where do you go to order that? Is it on Amazon? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, you just order it online and then you download the app and it's free.
Can I like sell
stuff, adapter?
My own stuff, like my clothes from home to people?
You probably could, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that.
And you can just hook it up with your bank account, and then it like deposits everything the next business day.
Wow.
And it also, the reporting feature is really cool. So I had to pay taxes for the first time, for my first month in business,
oh, wow.
which was a learning experience.
Yeah, welcome
but you can
to
just,
America.
Yeah. I know, I knew the date was looming, and I'm like, I need to learn how to do this
yeah.
soon. But you can pull a report of all your sales for the month. And then it also shows like all the individual items, so I can kind of make an educated guess on what I'm going to order for the next week.
Cool.
So I'm like, okay, roses did really well this week. I'm going to order more roses. Nobody bought this, so you know,
this is, like, I'd love this.
Yeah, it's all just, I mean, guessing and adapting, and it's trial and error for flower ordering in terms of how much you need.
Well,
and
yeah,
what
I
types
mean,
you
how
get.
how would you know what to order other than, you know, week by week? It's not like you've been doing extensive research on what flowers people love.
Exactly. I mean,
you were focusing on getting the business up and running and, and the truck.
Yeah.
But you obviously had support in your fiance and your dad and all of this.
Yeah.
Was there anyone who was like, really, you're going to do what?
There were some people who, you know, kind of just brought up all the bad things that could happen.
Because that's what we do as people.
Yeah, yeah. Or like challenged everything. And they're like, well, if you do that, you're going to need to do this. And da-da-da-da. And it's
no duh. That's
these
what
things
doing.
Don't scare me.
Good.
like, yes, I can. I can do them all.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely people listening to this right now who have had that same thing and haven't let it get to them.
Yeah.
And you just...
there are like, you know, there's good days for sales and bad days. Like one day we went to a maker's market and there was a lot of like window shoppers is what I'm calling them because they would come and look and take pictures but not actually buy anything.
Yeah.
So sales were really bad. But that same day, the Seattle Met reposted our photo and we got like a whole bunch of new followers.
There you go.
So...
that's because people were taking pictures
exactly.
or it got out there.
Yeah. So even if someone comes and does take a picture and doesn't buy any flowers, I'm fine with it. I just ask that they tag us on Instagram and
that's all.
So it's,
That's smart.
You can't get down on low sales just because, you know, it was still good visibility. And as long as people see the truck, we're good.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
I really am. It's so crazy that you're here doing this podcast so early and we got to get you to work.
Yeah.
But Alex, thank you so, so much. Even if you're not in Washington, please follow Valley and Rose Flower Truck or just go and like all her photos. For some reason, you don't want to give up a follow. Go do that. Check out her website, valleyandroseflowertruck.com. If you're in Washington, book her for an event, whether it's a company event or a wedding or any birthday party.
Yeah.
You do all of it.
Showers. Yeah.
Oh, showers.
Engagement parties.
Oh, my God. I need to have a shower just so I can have the flower truck there. I'm going to do it. Alex, thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.